Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 15, 1 to 8. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 15, the verses 1 to 8. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. My theme for reflection is abiding in Christ, the secret of a fruitful life. Abiding in Christ, the secret of a fruitful life. There is a quiet but profound tension at the heart of ministry, especially for one called to be both scholar and servant of the gospel. We are trained to read, analyze, interpret, and articulate truth with clarity and depth. Yet the longer one walks with this path, the more one realizes that the life of faith is not sustained by intellectual mastery, but by spiritual intimacy. To abide in Christ is therefore not a decorative idea within ministry. It is its very lifeblood. Without that abiding, our words may be informed, but they will not be transformative. Our work may be impressive, but it will not be fruitful in the ways that truly matter. And perhaps it is in the quieter, more personal rhythms of life, away from the demands of ministry and the discipline of scholarship, that this truth becomes most unmistakably clear, inviting not analysis but honest reflection. There is something quietly revealing about birthdays. They make you pause, if only for a moment, and ask, what is really growing in my life? Not just achievements or milestones, but something deeper. Am I becoming more alive, more rooted, and more fruitful? On this day, 29th April 2026, my birthday is more than a celebration of years. It is an invitation to reflect on the kind of life that is truly connected to its source. And it is precisely at this intersection between reflection and reality, between who we are and who we are becoming, that the words of Jesus in John 15 speak with striking clarity, not as abstract theology, but as a deeply personal and searching invitation. In John 15, 1 to 8, Jesus speaks about branches, the vine, fruits, and even fruitlessness on the eve of his crucifixion in the intimacy of his final discourse with his disciples. Drawing from the Old Testament image of Israel as a vine, he reshapes it around himself. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. In a world where Israel had often failed to bear fruit, Jesus presents himself as the faithful source of life. The Father tends, prunes, and nurtures, not to harm, but to bring about deeper fruitfulness. This metaphor is not sentimental, it is profoundly realistic. Branches do not produce fruit by effort or strain. They bear fruit because they are connected. The repeated call to abide is not about passive existence, but about intentional, sustained relationship. To abide is to remain, to dwell, and to stay rooted in Christ's love even when life becomes uncertain or painful. As John Calvin once wrote, we are not our own. Therefore, let us forget ourselves and all that is ours. In abiding, we relinquish the illusion of self-sufficiency and rediscover that life flows from Christ, not from our striving. Scripture deepens this truth. In Psalm 1, the righteous are described as like a tree planted by streams of water which yields its fruit in season. The image is consistent. Fruitfulness is the result of rootedness. The life we long for is not achieved by effort alone, but by remaining connected to the source of life. For the 21st century Christian, this is both challenging and liberating. We live in a culture that celebrates productivity, visibility, and constant motion. Yet Jesus speaks of something quieter and deeper. The question is not how much are you producing, but where are you abiding? It is entirely possible to be busy and yet barren, active and yet disconnected. Today, as I mark another year of life, I do so with gratitude, not only for the joys and accomplishments, but also for the challenges that have shaped and refined me. I am deeply thankful for all who have walked this journey with me. Those who love, support, and pray for me. Members of my church, and all those who are near and dear to me. May the blessings I receive overflow into your lives as well. And may all those born in April find fulfillment in their dreams, plans, and aspirations. May peace dwell richly in your hearts. Now this is our call, not to force fruit into being, but to remain deeply connected to the one who gives life. Some of the very challenges we face are not obstacles to our growth, but God's careful pruning, his deliberate shaping of our lives into vessels of greater beauty. What feels like loss, pressure, or refinement is often his loving hand at work, cutting away what cannot last, so that something truer can flourish. The struggles of ministry, whether within the church or out in the complexities of secular society, are not random or wasted. In whatever form they come, they are part of God's good design. He uses them to form us, to refine us, to make us into people whose lives carry the quiet weight of his presence. This is the work of pruning, and it is always purposeful. So we do not resist it or rush past it. We remain. We stay connected, and we live for him and for him alone. And in that place of abiding, something beautiful begins to grow, not manufactured or forced, but born of a life shaped by his hands. And as a quiet note of celebration, I wish myself and all those born on the 29th of April, and indeed everyone celebrating throughout this month, a very happy birthday and many more years to our lives. Or much better than that, more life to our years. There are two questions for reflection. Number one. What does it look like practically for me to abide in Christ in this season of my life? Number two, and what kind of fruit is my life currently bearing for myself and for others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 10 intentional minutes in stillness, no distractions, and simply sit with God, perhaps repeating quietly, I abide in you, Lord, and you in me. Let that truth settle deeply within you. Lord Jesus Christ, true vine and source of life, on this day of reflection and thanksgiving, draw us deeper into you. Teach us to abide, not in haste or anxiety, but in quiet trust and steady love. Prune what must be pruned, nurture what must grow, and make our lives fruitful for your glory. I lift up myself before you and all those born in the month of April. Thank you for the gift of life, for sustaining us, and for bringing us this far. Grant me wisdom to continue in the things I'm doing right, and give me the humility and clarity to confront and release anything in my life that does not bring glory to your name. Shape my heart so that love and nothing but love overflows from within me, even in moments when I must stand firm, defend the integrity of the species you have called me to lead, and make difficult decisions. Lord, let your love guide my actions, steady my words, and anchor my spirit. May I lead with grace, courage, and discernment, always reflecting your character. I pray your blessings over my wife and children. Cover them, keep them, and cause them to flourish. And extend your hand of grace over all who are connected to me, whether by blood or by relationship. I pray for our church communities. May your goodness rest upon them, and may our lives together be marked by your peace, your provision, and your presence. May every year we are given draw us closer to you, until our lives become a living testimony of your grace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.